This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. As a way to deal with PTSD, military veterans are now often encouraged to write or paint or make music. University of Kansas Professor Steve Leonard is the editor of a new collection of essays on war called Why We Write. He spoke with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf.
Could you set up an essay that's meaningful to you in this text and read just a little bit of it, please?
My favorite story in the whole book is Carmen Gentile's. And it's a moving story, and he's just such an amazing individual. So this comes from Some True Lies About Conflict Reporting. War can be a heart-pumping, heart-in-your-throat thrill ride. Perhaps this is why it seems to attract those with addiction-prone personalities. I would never presume to speak for others as to why they chose to cover war, but consider it an educated guess based on many years of anecdotal evidence gathered in the company of my tribe. Sex, drugs, booze, war. There are all ways in which to get high. Many of those spending time in war zones imbibe in those other indulgences to excess. I know I did until I finally had to call it quits. That's when I found a new addiction. Now I've grown older. My zeal for the wartime thrills has waned. Maybe it's maturity, but more likely it's the realizations that I have more years behind me than ahead, and that I'd like to spend most of the time that I have left with my young daughter.
What are some of the names in this anthology that the general reading public might recognize?
I think that everybody knows Max Brooks, the author of World War Z, a fairly widely published voice in the science fiction community. Tom Ricks is somebody that I think a lot of people know from his writing on the Iraq and Afghanistan wars.
Thinking of Phil Klein's essay, he mentions the way many Americans seem completely oblivious that our country has been involved in armed conflicts for nearly 20 years. Will this book help shed any light on that or bring any more interest to the wars, do you think?
It's a topic that's never very far from my mind. Because I think by and large, the American public, unless you have someone in your family who's actively engaged in war fighting, you lose interest. For me, I use the metaphor of the yellow ribbon, the magnetic yellow ribbon that everybody liked to put on their cars 20 years ago. But now, if you see a yellow ribbon, it's usually the paint's worn off of it. It's upside down.
It's cracked.
And it is a strong metaphor for what we've experienced is... And it's upsetting to me, but if the American people aren't engaged, then, you know, who's doing their fighting for them? People that they don't know. We become this anonymous, faceless force out fighting the country's wars, and people just, you know, they're still going to Walmart on the weekend, and they're still going to the movies, and as long as it doesn't affect them, whatever happens is fine.
Yeah, Phil Klein also wrote that there's a pervasive notion about war, the idea that only those who have been at war can truly understand what war is. And is this anthology pushing against that?
In our minds, in the minds of a veteran, it's very difficult to explain to somebody what war is actually like in a way that's understandable, because most of the public receives that input through films when really, if we put together an accurate movie of what that life was like, it would be 8 hours long, and 7 hours and 50 minutes of it would be people passing PowerPoint slides and talking on the phone, and then the last 10 minutes somebody would go out and defuse a bomb and the movie would be over.
All right, so who would you say this anthology is for?
This anthology is for anyone who has a story to tell. The idea drove from an article that I wrote several years ago about how I was inspired by a college professor who's long since dead to write more frequently, because he believed that if you don't tell your stories, no one else will, and you lose your opportunity to leave a legacy behind.
That was University of Kansas Professor Steve Leonard talking with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf about his new anthology of war essays called Why We Write.